The Book of Isaiah, Chapter 28. Woe to the crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim, and to the fading flower of his glorious beauty, which is on the head of the fat valley of those who are overcome with wine. Look, the Lord has a mighty and strong one, as a tempest of hail, a destroying storm, as a tempest of mighty waters overflowing, he will cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim will be trodden underfoot, and the fading flower of his glorious beauty, which is on the head of the fat valley, will be as the first ripe fig before the summer, which when he who looks on it sees, while it is yet in his hand he eats it up. In that day will Yahweh of hosts become a crown of glory, and a diadem of beauty, to the remnant of his people, and a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. And even these reel with wine and stagger with strong drink. The priest and the prophet reel with strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They stagger with strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand the message? Those who are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For it is precept on precept, precept on precept, line on line, here a little, there a little. No, but by men of strange lips and with another tongue he will speak to this people, to whom he said, "This is the rest, give rest to him who is weary, and this is the refreshing." Yet they would not hear. Therefore will the word of Yahweh be to them precept on precept, line on line, here a little, there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Therefore hear the word of Yahweh, you scoffers, who rule this people who is in Jerusalem. Because you have said, "We have made a covenant with death, and we are at agreement with Sheol. When the overflowing scourge will pass through, it will not come to us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hid ourselves." Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, "Look, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone of sure foundation. He who believes will not be caused to flee. And I will make justice the line, and righteousness the plummet. And the hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overflowing scourge will pass through, then you will be trodden down by it. As often as it passes through, it will take you, for morning by morning it will pass through, by day and by night, and it will be nothing but terror to understand the message. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For Yahweh will rise up as in Mount Perazim, he will be angry as in the valley of Jibon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore don't be scoffers, or else your bonds will be made strong. For a decree of destruction I have heard from the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, on the whole earth. Give ear and hear my voice, listen and hear my speech. Does he who plows to sow plow continually? Does he continually open and harrow his ground? When he has leveled its face, does he not cast abroad the fitches, and scatter the cumin, and put in the wheat in rows, and the barley in the appointed place, and the spelt in its border? For his God instructs him aright and teaches him. For the fitches are not threshed with a sharp threshing instrument, neither is a cart wheel turned about on the cumin. But the fitches are beaten out with a staff, and the cumin with a rod. Bread grain is ground, for he will not always be threshing it, and though the wheel of his cart and his horses scatter it, he does not grind it. This also comes forth from Yahweh of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom.